listening to The Afternoon Show, and I'm Anne Forbes Cooper, and we have our first guest. This is Kristen Wyckoff, who is the artist at the Catterskill Fine Arts Gallery on Main Street, Huntington, in October. She has a show opening. It was supposed to open last weekend, then it got postponed till this weekend, and now it's been postponed again till Saturday the 17th. Obviously because of Hurricane Irene. The show is entitled Rocks, Fossils, Water, The Art of Kristen Wyckoff. Kristen lives in Gilboa in Schoharie County, and her work has been described as deriving its energy and inspiration from the natural history and geology of Schoharie County. So welcome to the afternoon show, Kristen.
Hi, Anne.
I'm so glad that you were able to make it down here. So just fill us in quickly on what's going on up there, because it's been very much sort of at the center of the storm. We've heard a lot about Schoharie County. So
yes, Schoharie County and Greene County both suffered tragically with the storm. Many of my friends and family have been without homes, roads. I myself still without phone. I did get power a couple days ago, which was very exciting. Just to get the mail the other day was a lift. And every day, though, it gets better and better. Every day a new road opens. More help comes in from FEMA, National Guard. You can't believe the organizations that are pouring into Prattsville, Middleburg, Schoharie, places that were really hit hard.
Well, that's great to hear. And, of course, Gilboa, also we heard a lot about that. Was the dam going to burst?
It was very scary. I am so lucky. I live on a hill, and all my family members do most, except my mom. She was in Middleburg, and she was evacuated. But her house is savable, and we're clearing out the lower floor, etc. But in Gilboa, it was really unbelievable. The Gilboa Dam, no one has ever seen it rage like it did, and it held up amazingly. It's been worked on for the last couple of years. It's been the talk of many groups downstream from us about the how bad a shape it's been. But they have been fixing it up, and something must have held. It was just amazing that the dam did not break. And there were scare stories that was even on the news that it had broken. There were rumors everywhere. And then there was the Power Authority, which is the lower dam in Blenheim, Gilboa. They said that broke at one time, but that did not at all. It was all rumors. But the little town of Blenheim, it's just about wiped off the map. And the old Blenheim Bridge, which was the longest single-span covered bridge in the world, is no longer.
Some
real history has been. It's just really amazing that we got hit in the Catskill Mountains by a hurricane. But I'm here today from Gilboa. There's a lot of history right in this town that is part of my art show at Haunter. I am very fascinated with the fossils in Gilboa. They were actually unearthed the first time by a flood in the late 1800s. The first person who discovered a fossil. So it kind of all comes around, I guess.
Yes, it's sort of a perfect segue. So just describe your exhibition.
Okay, my exhibition is I'm an oil painter, and I have large, colorful, beautiful paintings. I have several that depict the Devonian period, and that is the period 380 million years ago where these Gilboa tree fossils go back to, that are in my hometown in Gilboa. And then the whole area of Gilboa and the Catskill Mountains is just so gorgeous. It's so beautiful. I've tried to capture just a roadside, black-eyed Susans with butterflies and flowers and the mountains in the background. I'm into trees. I have a nice big oak tree as one painting. And most of them are in Gilboa. I have a few that were in Haines Falls, which at the North Lake, South Lake State Park. And I also have quite a few watercolors with me in this exhibit.
So, why do you think you have such a passion for fossils?
Well, I grew up in Middleburg, New York, which is about a half hour from Gilboa. And my dad was an earth science teacher my entire life. And my mom was an artist. And so I have been, that's what we did on weekends. We went fossil hunting. We went cave exploring. We collected butterflies. We did all kinds of things that earth science kids do. Mm-hmm. And so it was just natural when I moved to Gilboa. I heard about these fossils, and I just couldn't even believe it, that they had been uncovered. Their big fame came when the Gilboa Dam was built. That's when this riverbank quarry was used to surface the dam. and they found over 40 fossil tree stumps at that time. And they were given all over the world. And any geologist today has heard of Gilboa, New York. And they come to our little museum, the Gilboa Museum, which I am the chair of the museum committee, and very involved in the Historical Society in Gilboa because of that.
And these fossils are from the Devonian period, is it?
Correct. They go back to pre-dinosaurs. And basically it was when all the life on Earth, pretty much animal life, was in the water. You had fish, you had trilobites, seashells, those type of animals. Lungfish were just evolving and crawling out on land for the first time, which is like our baby steps onto land. And these trees, these plants at that time period lured them out. And we would not know about them if it wasn't for a place like Gilboa. Something very dramatic, very climatic happened in Gilboa, New York. Sediment from these huge mountains, which are called the Acadia Mountains, that were east of our area, just over the years wore down, and the sediment for those mountains is what has created the Catskill Mountains of today, one layer at a time. So every layer that you see in a rock wall is a story to a geologist. And these fossils were literally covered, and their trunks were broken off. The tree stumps themselves were perfectly formed for us and into casts, and they have been preserved all these years.
So Gilboa is really important within the evolution of what we know about how the world evolved.
Exactly. It's like a window into the past. All the plant life they found in Gilboa, just think about it. When you see a fossil, a seashell or a trilobite, yeah, you can kind of understand how that became fossilized. It has a shell, a hard shell. But how did a plant become fossilized? How did this delicate little fern frond make it 380 million years? And I have all these artifacts in the Gilboa Museum to prove to you that they did make it. We have leaves, fronds of ferns, little delicate paths that worm tunnels made, incredible little things that they're not overly beautiful like maybe your dinosaur skeletons today, but they tell so much more. They tell you what it was like back then and how these animals actually evolved. And then when it's kind of amazing, this all happened at the turn of the century when they first discovered these. But then, lo and behold, in the 1960s and 70s, when the Blenheim Gilboa pump storage plant was built, they found more fossils, and they realized that these fossils held insects and arthropods. And they didn't know that insects and arthropods even existed back during the Devonian period. So that was a huge breakthrough in the scientific world. And then I have to go on because in 2005, they made another discovery. For 130 years, pretty much, they theorized that these fossilized tree stumps were fern trees. But no one had ever found a tree attached to the crown. And in 2005, in a small town near Gilboa, 10 miles from Gilboa in Conesville, they found the entire tree horizontally fossilized where it had fallen over and there was a crown attached in perfect condition. And the stump is actually called Eospermatopterus. And the crown was actually named a different tree, Pseudospirachus. And so this is thrown the paleontologists into a tizzy, let me tell you. And at the New York State Museum, they have done all the research on this, and they did come out with some great theses in 2005. And now to tell the rest of the story, just last year when they were doing the reconstruction of the Gilboa Dam, they actually dug up the riverbank quarry again, and they found another 35 fossilized tree stumps. And New York City donated 6 of those tree stumps to our Gilboa Museum. And they also donated about 12 to the New York State Museum. And they found a lot of more research when they discovered these stumps this time. And I can't wait for the paleontological team to come out with their newest thesis on these new discoveries.
Wow, so this is, if you're a paleontologist, this is all wildly exciting.
It is.
And do you think there's more to be found?
Always. And I hate to say this, but the positive thing that came out of the Gilboa Dam and the sacrifice of the entire town of Gilboa, which was the largest town in Schoharie County in the late 1800s, by the way, and it was a huge sacrifice to the area. But the positive thing that came out of it is they did find these fossil tree stumps. It has put Gilboa on the map. And we get tourists from all over the world that come to the Gilboa Museum to see these fossils.
And you, I mean, our listeners could see the fossils on the website.
Oh, yeah. GilboaFossils.org is the website for the museum. And for my artwork, and where you can see the mural at the Gilboa Museum, I have done an 8x10-foot mural depicting the Devonian scene. That is art by Kristen, KRISTEN.com. And you'll also see my paintings that are going to be on exhibit at the Hunter Gallery. And if you've never been to the Hunter Gallery, it is a beautiful place. It's put on by the Catskill Foundation, and it's got a lovely, beautiful, big bookstore next to it. The gallery itself, I was just amazed when I got all my paintings in there. It really is beautiful, and the gallery gift shop. If you do come to the show, think about Christmas shopping, because it's very unique things, very affordable too.
They're going to be delighted with you giving such a great
And I also want to say yes, the fossils are probably, if I had time right now, I'd be down in the stream beds all over that are ripped up through Gilboa right now, and I will get there eventually. But
I was going to ask that. So there is a chance that
definitely that
is a lot more.
This is fossil picking haven.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I found almost the majority of my fossil collection after the 1996 fossil flood.
Well, I'm great. There's a silver lining to Hurricane Irene, after all.
I know, for fossil hunters, yes. But my heart does go out to every individual that does not have a home.
It's
very heartbreaking.
The Gilboa Museum was not damaged?
No, not a bit. Fortunately, the museum is an old schoolhouse that came from the original town of Gilboa. Then it was our Gilboa Town Hall for over 50 years, and it was flooded out in 1996. FEMA allowed us to move this building up onto higher ground next to the Gilboa Highway Department. It's on Stryker Road off of 990V, and we've got it on high ground, and we were very pleased that nothing was touched. And we actually did a music. We have a permanent exhibit of the town of Gilboa, of a lot of artifacts and pictures. Then we also have the permanent exhibit of the fossils. And we also do a new exhibit every year. And this year we did an old-time music theme. And I'm proud to say that from the Pratt Museum in Prattsville, we took many musical instruments on loan. And I'm very happy to say that we have Colonel Pratt's personal portable organ from the late 1800s in its imperfect condition to give back to them
when they get you were borrowing stuff, because
yes,
it might have been damaged.
That's right. These few things that we did borrow we can give back to the Pratt Museum.
And did you take 990V? Is that how you get in and out of Gilboa at this point, or get to
Yes, you
Green
can
County?
And the Gilboa Bridge is open now, and you can get in and out of Gilboa in pretty much most directions by a back road or two. If you do see a closed road sign, that's a good reason it's closed. There's some really scary places with roads that are totally caved in.
And hopefully by next Saturday, well, Saturday the 17th.
Yes. That gives us one more week to get
823 will be open. Route 23
yes.
will be open.
23A. I'm hoping that 23A and 23 section there will be open by then. And I'm not sure about Palinville, coming up from Palinville, what the roads are like, but you can come up 23 from Caro to Windham, and you can jog over to Hunter if you have to way.
I think 296 is open. Behind,
yes, I believe 296 is open to Hunter, and Hunter I think made it through. Better than some of the other towns.
Better than Tannersville is.
Yes, I think some reservoirs actually burst above Windham. I know that for a fact, that's why that town was hit so hard. Prattsville is just too very close to the Schoharie Creek. And unfortunately, Middleburg's coming around. I've been to Middleburg because that's where my mom is from. And Schoharie is a disaster. And that's where all our county records. And the only good thing is I might not get my taxes in the mail. Maybe this.
Did you notice? Were the streams very high this morning, or when you came over
here? Yes, just now. Yes, they were creeping back up again.
Because it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow and all day Thursday.
I know it's not a pleasant thought. Everybody's been scurrying around to rebuild. Let's hope it's not going to be the 6 inches they're anticipating. Let's hope we're not going to get that.
And I love how your exhibition is sort of very appropriately entitled Rocks, Fossils, and Water. You know?
Well, there is a very symbolic painting that I've done of the Gilboa Dam. And it does depict a mirage of the village under the water. And in the clouds, I have faces of the people that lived in the village. And so it's called Where Have All the People Gone?
Let's hope it's not prophetic. that doesn't
so water is the reason Gilboa is where it is today, mm-hmm. because of the need for water. And I hate to say this also, but if Gilboa was here today, I have a feeling it would have been flooded right along with Prattsville. Mm-hmm. All those houses in Gilboa from the pictures were equally as close to the creek. So who knows? Such mm-hmm. is life.
Okay, so is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't asked?
There's going to be some interesting guest speakers at the Hunter Gallery. Mm-hmm. In fact, right before my open house, Diane Galusha, who's written Liquid Assets, and it's the whole story of how the reservoirs were chosen and created. And she's speaking at 3 o'clock on the 17th, and then my art opening is from 4 to 6, where you can meet me. And I hope everybody takes a chance and comes up to the mountain to see the show. And then on October 1st, if you've never heard Robert Titus, Bob Titus from Hartwick College, he's going to be talking about his favorite subject, which is the Gilboa fossil. Oh. It's quite a story. The whole story of the Gilboa fossils is very intriguing, very interesting. And he really does it in a funny way. If you've never heard him, he's worth seeing. And that's October 1st at 1 o'clock at the gallery.
Okay, well, Kristen Wyckoff, thank you so much for coming all this way. We're absolutely delighted that you made it through floods and hurricanes, notwithstanding.
And we're glad you're safe.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
And we're glad the Gilboa Museum is safe, too. And your show, once again, is opening Saturday the 17th at the Catterskill Fine Arts Gallery on Main Street, Hunter.
Thank you so much, Anne, for having me here today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, this is Percy Sledge on the WGXE Afternoon Show.
How many girls choose cotton dress whirls when they could have satins and lace to stand by her man through good times and bad, still keep a smile on her face? Stronger.